now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. What about Art? What's the Rockies? What about the Peace of the Rockies? All that crap.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Later on in the Phil Henry program, you'll be hearing a G. Gordon Liddy impression, and he basically sounds like me. Tonight, on Coast to Coast AM, General Johnson Jameson will join us, and we will be in the field. Now, my understanding is Bermuda is my wife. And by the way, a Bermuda is a corral in which you keep horses. Bermuda, my understanding is we do have a two-way radio hookup. Is that right, darling?
Uh-huh.
And we'll be talking with General Johnson Jameson as he tracks Frosty the Snowman at the San Gregorio Pass, I think it is. It's a big mountain named after an Italian. I don't like Italians, so it's difficult for me to say Italian instead of Guinea. But first, this word from Piedmont Enterprises. Friends, I know that you've been asking yourselves, what is it with this hand crank radio? Can I really crank it and hear things? Well, crank the radio, yes. But I'm getting an awful lot of email from a lot of you coast-to-coast listeners who say, Art, I cranked it last night and I couldn't hear a thing. Well, when we talk about cranking it, we're talking about having the hand-crank radio. You people that are cranking something else, your problem, your loss. So whether you're yanking it or cranking it, get the hand-crank radio, new from Piedmont Enterprises. Just crank it and listen to China for about 3 seconds before you have to crank it again. This letter from Mrs. K. in Southbury, Connecticut, saying, Dear Art, I love my hand crank radio. I cranked it. I heard Radio Beijing for about 3 minutes. Then I had to crank it again. I've got a severe case of tendonitis. I've got a huge ganglia in my wrist. I look like the Elephant Man. Thanks for nothing. It's new from Piedmont Enterprises. Next time you feel like cranking something, make sure it's the radio. And welcome back to Coast to Coast on the line, General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson is present. General Jameson?
Yes, Art. I was just testing. I've got a Marshall 3030, and we are expecting. We're going to make contact tonight. Pull. Yeah, that'll do it.
And who is Igor with you?
Igor, say hello.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, Igor's here. We're sitting around the campfire. We've got a pot of coffee. We are waiting for Frosty the Snowman. I'm frightened, Art. I can tell you very frankly, I'm frightened. Because...
Now, you have tracked the Abominable Snowman. You've tracked all of these. The Yeti. The Chupacabra.
I've done it all, yes.
And you say that you track Frosty the Snowman in the same way that you track any animal looking for piles of its dung.
Yes, exactly.
Can I ask you,
Well, hold on with that, okay? That needs to simmer. That's very good gazpacho there, but I need to,
Well, am I interrupting dinner?
Well, Igor gets a little eager here. Just let me handle it, okay? Yes, now go get the fondue.
All right. Anyway, General?
Yes, all right, I'm sorry.
So you are there at the campfire, and that's fine, and I understand that. But I want to ask you about how do you spot Frosty the Snowman's a spore or droppings?
Well, we did see some just about a half a click down the highway here, and we're pretty sure it's Frosty the Snowman droppings.
And what does it look like?
Well, it's just a snowball. That's what it is. If you can imagine Frosty the Snowman when... And excuse me for putting it these ways, but when he gets up in the morning, stretches, and decides to go and pinch one off, all it is just a snowball.
Tell him about the slush, man.
Oh, yeah, we found some slush, too, so I don't know what he was eating, but...
What is that, like diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're laughing about, Bell, but you've laughed at me for the last time. Because tonight, we're going to give Frosty the Snowman.
Well, I can understand that, General Jameson.
All right, now we are moving into an area here in the San Gregorio Pass called Devil's Pass. This means a lot of travelers back in the 17th century were not able to make it out of here alive. Oh, will you quit playing with the gun?
What? Quit playing? Stop it!
You really should be careful with that.
Don't worry about it. All right, we're moving on now. Not here. We are looking for Frosty the Snowman. Igor's cleaning up some of the plates. And do you see him?
Yeah. All right, there he is.
Art, we've made contact with Frosty the Snowman.
Get away. What? Watch the carrot nose. Watch the carrot nose.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
He's got a hold of Igor. Let go of him.
I'm going to have to fire on him, Art.
Remember, this is an endangered species.
You mean Frosty the Snowman, an endangered species? What species would that be? Jesus.
Well, you said you found a lump of his crap, and it's nothing more than a snowball.
Yeah, all right, so sue me.
Let go of him, I say!
Art, I will have to shoot.
Please, be careful.
Let go of me, you carrot-nosed piece of...
He's clearing. Now look at him. He's looking at me with those cool eyes. I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Take that. And here's another one.
We got him, Art. We got him.
What was that other shot I heard?
I shot my foot. God, look at that. The gun was at my side. I just blew my foot off. We've killed Frosty the Snowman. He's bleeding now. Might make good drinking water once you catch that again.
You got it, baby.
Is Igor all right?
Yes, he is. He's fine. I have to tell your listeners that Frosty the Snowman is the most frightening phenomenon of the extra dimension. You can talk about the abominable snowman, you can talk about UFOs, all of these things. But when Frosty looks at you with those big coal eyes of his, and he goes to work at you with that carrot nose, no, sir. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Well, General Jameson, I'm glad that all's well, that ends well.
He's bleeding profusely. Come on, get up, get a mop. Get a sponge and get the canteen.
General Jameson, am I led to believe that when Frosty the Snowman bleeds, all it is just water?
Yeah. Well, what'd you think it was?
Well, you say he's crapping and it's just a snowball. Aren't there other snowballs around?
Yeah. I don't understand your question.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.